Kobe King is next. Then Kobe's thinking about whether he wants to take the mic, and then he said, of course I want to take the mic.
I only signed up as a tensor. I want to say the cookies are very good.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
That's it.
Kobe would prefer to make his other points in private. Okay, the next speaker is Marco Robles from Unisys Corporation. So you're representing Unisys, but you're listening. All right. Well, now this gentleman likes to talk, but I don't know that he wants to speak as a speaker. Mark Strassman, Etopia Media. Mark, where are you? That's Mark Strassman.
Thank you. I want to.
First of all, we're all pleased to meet you in person instead of doing this, all this phone stuff.
I want to thank all the people who do interviews on NoWireLA already, and the ones who may be doing them in the future. I wanted to introduce myself in several ways. I'm an alumnus both of USC for a summer program and UCLA for a weekend seminar. There you go. And of Grant High School here in Van Nuys.
There you go.
When President Kennedy hosted all the American Nobel presidents in the White House, he said there's more intellectual firepower here than any time since Thomas Jefferson died here alone. And I'd like to say that the intellectual firepower here is very impressive to me. And I assure you, each of you separately, and all of you together, know more about this than even Thomas Jefferson did. And I'm very hopeful.
But he knew intellectual property.
He knew more. I'm very impressed and hopeful that this much expertise and networking savvy can get together and really create something for Los Angeles that will do everyone proud. The one big idea I wanted to drop into the mix here is a more political, sociological one, involving the neighborhood councils that the mayor has set up as a means of empowering the local areas in the city. And I wanted to urge you to look for a role for them, either with current Wi-Fi, better Wi-Fi in the future, other means to set them up as WISPs, wireless internet service providers, so that they can collect information from the community, develop business opportunities within the community for the commercial people there, be an outpost of e-government for services and, again, input, and work with them. I did an interview this morning with the press deputy of the mayor's office about the $100,000 that the mayor just said will be used for street repairs in each neighborhood council. And as best I could as a reporter, tried to move the conversation around to whether they might want to have that money used for Wi-Fi or other means instead of making the streets better. I set up a really short-lived group once called Bits Not Asphalt.
And you're now on the Bureau of Street Services hit list, but that's very nice of you.
I couldn't be any worse. So to the extent that you're involved politically, I'd like to see you working with the mayor and the city council and those groups to say that an investment in the, even a directed one, for the city the neighborhood councils, giving them money to set themselves up as WISPs to do all these things they can do, education and so on, would be time and money well spent. The final theme I wanted to touch on comes from a French intellectual, I guess. Popular that's going to be right now, but Fustel de Coulanges, he wrote a book in 1864, 101 years before the Watts riots. He said one of the main reasons that the Greek city-states disintegrated was because of too great an inequality. He said the division of wealth within those communities was too great to keep them going. And Los Angeles is not immune to this. Nathaniel West put it in the Day of the Locust, the Watts riots showed it in reality. The civil unrest in 1992 demonstrated it again. And I think that internet technology has a potential to level up. That's the two words I wanted to stress, the level up. That everyone who has the services now and the wealth now and the opportunities now should have that and more. But the people who have less should be leveled up, I think in Los Angeles, I think in the whole world, that that would increase the stability in Los Angeles and the world. And I think that internet technology has the capability of doing that because it can bring the best education, the best business opportunities, and all of these things to people at an extremely good price point, whether it's paid for by them or by companies or by the city. And so leveling up through internet broadband technology is something I think you should be addressing. And if you have any other questions, I can address them.
Okay, I just thought maybe the problem handing every neighborhood council was 84 of them, by the way, $50,000 to build a Wi-Fi hotspot might have Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you for your continuing coverage of the work of this panel, too. We'll try and keep you informed as we go. Shameless plug, yes, please. We are open.
Right. The website is called Unwired LA, and the easiest way to get there is to go to utopiamedia.net. That's Utopia. It comes from a book from William J. Mitchell, who heads the media lab at MIT now. The subtitle of the book is Urban Life, Jim, But Not As We Know It. And Utopia is a place where everything is done electronically. And the name of my company is Utopia Media, Utopiamedia.net. And if you go there, you can scroll down and it'll say Unwired LA. Go there. My email address is utopia@utopiamedia.net. And if you haven't been covered enough, interviewed enough, please email me, set up a time. We'll interview you, put you on the network, let everybody hear everything you have to say. Thank you.
It's always nice to have our own private scribe and recorder.